So here's the area where the church burned down, the Notre Dame. Here it is. It's on an island, as you can see here. And why did it happen here? Because this is the place, or maybe it was on the other side. But anyway, here's a statue of Jacques de Molay. He was the last Grand Master of the Knights Templars. So the burning of the church, it's all related to the Knights Templars. And then we have to see what happened in 1313 on April the 15th, the same day as yesterday, the Notre Dame de Paris, when it burned down. So here you can see on April the 15th, 1314, sorry, I just said 1313, Guillaume de Nogaret, he died, and William of Nogaret. So who is that? He was the devil's advocate of as they call him, of the French king Philip the Fair, who condemned and burned the Templars. So you have to see my film The Swiss Beast, Home of the Devil, to understand it all. So in fact, behind the French king, de Nogaret, he was really the guy attacking the Knights Templars. And so through this false flag operation, which happened yesterday in 2019, on the same date, at the same place, by the same people, the enemy within, who are the Knights Templars, and out of whom came the Freemasons, who controlled the entire world, who fought against the old world's order. Again, you have to see the film The Swiss Beast, Home of the Devil, to understand it. And so they're gonna blame probably the yelling vests for it, or the Muslims, or maybe both of them in the same place at the same time. And but the enemy within, and Macron, who has an anagram for his name, Monarch, being the king, or the Antichrist maybe, they are the ones who are really behind it. Switzerland and the Knights Templars, Octagon, they're always behind it, folks. So here you can see a statue of Jacques de Molay, the last Grand Master. Well, of course they have another one. They never stopped having Grand Masters, but the last open one officially, at exactly the same place where the Notre Dame, on this island where the Notre Dame burned down yesterday. So here you can see here where they burned them, like here, probably beneath it. I must go and have a look one day. The statue on the horse is here. And here on the same island, there is the, well, you can see the church, what we saw burning down yesterday, and it fell down here, Notre Dame, because they probably dragged them in there as well, Jacques de Molay, and so they're having a reference to their big hero. They're all Satanist and sodomist. The French king was absolutely right. I mean, look at it, what we have now. All these politicians doing all these pedophile stuff, Dutroux, Fournier. The French king could have stopped it, but he had absolutely no chance, because the Knights Templars were everywhere. And they are satanic. They have this alliance with Seth On, the Lord of Darkness of the Pharaohs. So this is an account of Henri Charlier from that moment. I read a part for you here. It's from Wikipedia, and there's a lot more to see. As I'm a homeless, I can't really, give you all the details. But anyway, the cardinals dallied with their duty until March 18th, 1314, when on a scaffold in front of Notre Dame, there you go, Jacques de Molay Templar Grand Master, Geoffroy de Charnay, Master of Normandy, Hugues de Perrault, Visitor of France, and Godefroy de Gonneville, Master of Aquitaine, were brought forth from the jail in which for nearly 7 years they had lain to receive the sentence agreed upon by the cardinals in conjunction with the Archbishop of Sens and some other prelates whom they had called in. Okay, you can read the rest yourself. People, we're being lied to, as usual. The Knights Templars are behind it. See my channels, Gure, Hatzefratz, Central Intelligence Agency, and here, Homeland Security. I'll give you all the information here. If I had a better place, if I had a place to do more, I could have done this better. So, if you'd please excuse me for that.